You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Washington Nationals with Bill Ladson, MLB.com Nationals beat reporter. Bill, the Nationals got some distressing news recently with Joe Ross going on the DL with a shoulder issue. First, just sort of broadly, what's the level of concern for a guy who's a pretty key piece of their rotation?
Well, Conan Dusty Baker, he's on an innings limit right now. And once he gets back, he won't be going deep in games like he did before he got hurt. If you remember, he was going six or even seven innings, sometimes more than that. But I spoke to a scout, it's funny, yesterday before the game, and he thought that Ross was throwing too many sliders, and that's the reason for the shoulder injury. So if that's the case, I won't talk to Ross until tomorrow. But, if that's the case, then he's going to have to find another pitch because that's his main pitch, the slider, and his brother's the same way.
Just as far as the injury itself, what is the level of worry as far as is this something that could be a while, or is this something where they give him some rest and he's back in 2 weeks? I mean, just as far as the injury itself, how concerned is the club?
I don't think they're that concerned now. They've been talking after the All-Star break, but I think it's going to be more than that. I mean, knowing the Nationals the way they are with arms, it's going to be more than the 2 weeks, I believe. And I just don't think they're going to put him in there as long as Gio Leo is still pitching well and he's healthy.
And that leads to the next question to me. So when they called Lucas Giolito up, it appeared, or it at least appears in retrospect, that they were not expecting to need him for more than a start or two. They had an opening.
Correct.
They called him up to make a start. It's still, for right now, he's there, and it makes sense to give him the next start when that time comes up and essentially have him slot in for Ross. But If we're talking about a period of a few weeks here, is this Giolito's role for the next few weeks, or is this get him one, get to the All-Star break, regroup, and reevaluate what to do with that rotation spot?
I think he's in the rotation until Ross gets better. I mean, I think he's in there after the All-Star break. I just think, obviously, he has to show that, he can really carry this team for a while, and I think he can do that. I mean, I was impressed with what I saw, the way he pitched. I mean, that fastball is really blazing, to be honest with you, and I'm impressed by what I saw from Giolito. He's not afraid at all.
What does he need to do, or maybe the better question is, what can they do for him to help make sure he throws enough strikes and locates well enough, consistently enough, to pitch in the big leagues? Because I think if there has been an issue in the minors, it has been location. He's walked some guys, and obviously big leaguers will pounce on that. So what are they trying to do? What do they hope to do to make sure that he locates the way you need to locate with stuff like his in the big leagues?
Well, I think that's going to be on Mike Maddux. I mean, Mike Maddux, everyone is raving about him. I think if he continues to throw strikes, I think if he just get the job done, period. And I think he'll be there a while. I don't think he'll be there long term. I think once Ross gets back, he'll be, who knows? I mean, you know how the Nationals are. I mean, he could be back in the minors or he could be in the bullpen. Who knows? But it's a wait and see type thing right now.
And because you are a pro and a veteran, you just teed up my next question. Gio Gonzalez has really struggled lately. Now, he's obviously got a few weeks here. Everybody's got a few weeks here. If this is the five, this is the five. But let's say 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, whenever this happens to be, Giolito has been good, or at least good enough. Gonzalez is still struggling. Is there an opportunity for Giolito to pitch his way over the next few weeks into maybe holding on to a rotation spot, presumably at Gonzalez's expense, but maybe by some other way?
It's funny you mention that. I mean, I've heard a lot of people in the organization say, we could see Gio turn into Giolito. So there's a possibility of that. But there's no question that Gio Gonzalez has to be much better. He has to throw strikes. He has to keep the ball down. I mean, if you saw what happened yesterday against the Brewers, I mean, the ball was up. And he's got to be almost perfect now to stay in his rotation because, you know, the last, I would say, 8 starts, he has not been good at all. He has not.
Yeah, and it's really weird because I was looking this up, and obviously, you know, I certainly see him pitch a good amount of the time. And, you know, even now, there's no question about the stuff. But, you know, his last 8 starts, he's got an 8.10 ERA, which is amazing.
Right.
But he's also got 57 strikeouts in 43 innings. I mean, that's Jose Fernandez kind of stuff. So
Yes, he has.
How do those things add up? How do you – and he's walking too many guys, but he's not, like, walking the whole team. He's not walking 2 guys every 3 innings. How does that kind of add up that you can strike out that many guys, miss that many bats, and give up that many runs without having a ridiculous number of walks?
I think it comes down to confidence, Matthew. I really believe this. You know, you look at what happened yesterday. If someone on the team makes an error, for some reason, Gio can't really get it together. I don't know why. But he seems, you know, he should have the confidence knowing that he can get out of this inning, that he's going to get these guys out. And I think it comes down to confidence. If he can get that together, he'll be okay.
So how do they fix that?
Again, it comes down to Mike Maddux. I mean, every time we talk to him, G always credits Mike Maddux for keeping him in there, always credits Dusty Baker for not taking him out of games compared to Matt Williams. So I think that Dusty Baker and Maddux have to show Gio still that, hey, man, we still believe in you. Just the way Baker did with Espinosa. We're still going to play you. Don't worry about it. As long as they're in the first place, they'll be okay.
Speaking of Dusty Baker and speaking of potential roster moves and all that kind of thing, I found it really interesting that it was a really short time between when Dusty was basically saying, not quite in so many words, but basically saying they were going to platoon in center field. Michael Taylor was going to get a pretty good share of at-bats there.
Mm-hmm.
That was a job share, and it wasn't that long from that until Michael Taylor was in the minor leagues. How does that change that quickly?
Because, first of all, Michael Taylor should have been in the minor leagues before Dusty Baker made that statement. And then all of a sudden, you know, he started hitting again. I remember I was on another show, and I said Michael Taylor belongs in the minor leagues because he doesn't know how to hit the breaking ball. You throw him anything, you throw him a fastball, he's going to be okay. But teams have been throwing nothing but breaking balls, and he's striking out. I'm telling you, Matthew, I feel like when I see him hitting at the leadoff spot especially, I feel like I'm looking at Bobby Bonds. And with a bunch of strikeouts, okay, yeah, you hit a few home runs here and there, but it's just pathetic the way he was just swinging and missing at all those breaking balls. It was like he was toast every time that he was throwing a breaking ball. So there's no question. He has to play every day, and he has to learn how to hit the breaking ball.
So here's my question then, and this is something, you know, my background is I look for palace intrigue because I covered Tony La Russa for 10 years. So you know, take this with a grain of salt. But I have seen times when a front office gets so frustrated, and I want to be careful. I'm not suggesting there's strife here, but let me soften that. I've seen times when the front office knows that they're not going to tell the manager how to make the lineup because the manager, particularly a veteran manager like Dusty Baker, will say, that's my job. I make the lineup. And that's how that goes. So there are times when a front office gets so frustrated by a player's struggles or gets so whatever, has seen enough, that they know the only way to keep that from happening is to take the guy off the roster. I'm not suggesting that's exactly what happened here, but is there some connection then between the manager saying, I want to play this guy more, and the front office then saying, maybe we're not going to give you the chance to play this guy more?
No, I think Dusty Baker knew all along that he needed to go to the minor leagues. I think what hurt Dusty Baker is in the beginning is what Frank Robinson used to call fool's gold, where in spring training you're doing so well, then once the season starts, all of a sudden, what's going on here? And I think Dusty Baker realized, even before he started getting in the slump, that that Michael Taylor, you really need to hit, learn how to hit the breaking ball, and you need to play every day. Jesse Baker was not upset, to tell you the truth, that Michael Taylor was sent down.
I got you. That makes a lot of sense. All right, well, that's MLB.com Extras. Thanks, Bill Ladson, for taking some time to talk, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.